The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as you may have seen on social media in recent days, a TV presenter, Jeremy Clarkson, has spoken out about his experience of being diagnosed with prostate cancer. The TV presenter encourages his followers to get tested, stating the vital importance of prostate screening, encouraging followers not to become one of the 12,000 people, men, who die every year in the UK from prostate cancer. Well, we're joined now by Sinn Féin TD Sean Crowe. Sean, thanks indeed for joining us. You've had experience with prostate cancer, I think it's over 10 years ago now, and thank you indeed for talking to us. Can you start by telling us about what you were going through and when you got diagnosed?
Okay, it's very hard to follow from the last piece here, segment here, covering that poor child. Yeah, I had a biopsy in 2014 and was told in 2015 then that I had cancer. So that was the start of my journey. I did the biopsy. They were talking in terms of they were going to monitor my situation. I wasn't happy with that because I'd a long history of getting biopsies before this. So
yeah, you've been in the system for quite a number of years before you were diagnosed. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. So you know, there's a lot of the things that are available now that weren't available then. There's a biopsy you can get transperineal, and that's much more accurate. Previously, the biopsies would have been up your back passage, and I got quite a few of them, you know, over the years. So anyway, they found the cancer. So the next step was, what did you do? So in my case, I was brought in before a radiologist and a surgeon. I thought that, you know, the surgeon would, you know, my route is the best route. The radiologist said, and they said it was a very aggressive cancer, and surgery was the only option for me at that stage. So I opted for surgery.
That must have come as a huge blow when you heard that news.
We were sort of waiting. I was actually traveling away. I was going on a trip to Spain for International Brigade thing. But anyway, I was more aware that, you know, I thought, you know, we're going to miss the plane here. And I don't know if they were keeping the, you know, the difficult the cases to last, you know, but I was brought in and they basically, you know, gave the news. So yeah, it's sort of a huge shock to the system, you know. As I say, then I was away, and do you tell people, you know, do you ruin their sort of weekend type of thing? And anyway, so the next step then was to try and get the surgery. So, you know, the decision then was what type of surgery, to get open surgery, you know, 6 months recovery, or, you know, at that time, you know, the robotic wasn't available at that time again. So I opted for the robotic, and you know, in my case, it wasn't successful. It was successful. They took the prostate out, but I ended up a cut to the bell. So I ended up with sepsis then, and long journey, and then colostomy bag, and, you know, recover from that. And yeah, but
how long, if it's, I hope you don't mind me asking, how long was that recovery process?
Quite a long time, because, you know, there was a lot happening. So, you know, I about 5 years then, and the cancer came back. So then the pathway then was radiotherapy, and then following that was hormone treatment, just basically you know suppress your testosterone, and which, you know, in my case, there was clearly cancerous cells that were still there. So I'm still in the system now to this day, you know. I still, you know, there's tiny cells there, so they monitor that
is good otherwise.
Yeah, great. Yeah, like you know, you put it in, you know, in context. You know, when you're getting the treatment, I remember going in for the radiotherapy, and there was young children, you know, like, I seen young child get, you know, being wheeled in, you know, so it puts it all in context. But
that's very noble of you to say that. But at the same time, look, you know, you're obviously worried about yourself and your own health, and you wouldn't be human if you didn't feel like that.
Of course, but, you know, it's a journey. Like, there's a great comradeship, you know, among those who have it. And, you know, I think the positive thing was that when I came public, went publicly about it, you know, there's a lot of men that would come up to me, was in a bar, restaurants, you know, club, you know, they would say, you know, well, I'm having problems here. And, you know, I've almost become a counsellor now at this stage. But, like, really, I really urge men, you know, like Jeremy Clarkson was saying, you know, to go, you know, go to your GP. Lie if you have to get the test. You don't have to do that, you know, you just go to your GP.
No, you certainly don't have to do it in Ireland. I think it might be a little bit different in the UK with the NHS, but your advice to people is go to their GP and if you have concerns, and they will set up that test for you.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's, you know, look, the success rate over the last 25 years, you know, it's gone from 60% to 93%, but it's all about catching it early. So, if you, you know, if you're anxious, you're, you know, there should be a system that's, you know, that we're, you know, checking out, you know, people in relation to, you know, scanning people, but there isn't at the moment. I think it would be really useful that if you had that for men. But, you know, the excuses is that there's a possibility that the over-diagnosis or cause unnecessary anxiety. But if people are worried about it, like, they should be have access to it. And if there's a problem in relation to your family, you know, African men, for instance, get it, you know, more likely to get it, South Caribbean men. We don't know why, but, you know, it's quite common in men. And you know, people, particularly men in their 40s, you should get the test and, you know, keep them monitored. And it makes sense to be careful about your health, and particularly around this.
Okay. Well, look, really good advice. And thank you for speaking so honestly and so eloquently about your own situation and continued good health. Great to hear you are doing so well. Sinn Féin TD for Dublin South West, Sean Crowe. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.